Fact Quote episode number 60. Today is the 16th of February 2021, and I'm your host, Jonathan. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about Donald Trump. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot.ai.
Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts.
Step 2, question mark.
Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Polls have consistently shown the 2020 election to be close, and while the quality of the polls at this stage of the cycle is spotty at best, Donald Trump is doing well. Trump has raised more money than the Democratic presidential candidate and he has outraged former President Barack Obama. But he is struggling to stay afloat when it comes to the president's personal approval ratings. This does not entirely rule out the possibility that it may have been an aircraft carrier, but it is at least a point in the president's favor. Unfortunately, the terms presented do not bode well for Trump's chances of re-election in 2020. A third person who attended Mar-a-Lago last weekend, acting UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, also tested positive for coronavirus. On March 8, she posted a photo of herself with the president and his wife Melania at the White House. Donald Trump claimed at a press conference today that he took the test last night and it was sent to a lab whose results are expected in a few days. The White House released a second memo announcing that the president's test results were negative, while Trump's doctors released another memo saying he had not been tested for coronavirus. Please help us to continue to deliver reports, comments, and criticisms that you will not find anywhere else. We need you to continue with the lies, misinformation, and generally botched responses until we start to see what is going on. Obama aides say the Trump administration's fumbling over the coronavirus outbreak is partly due to how unprepared, and in some cases unwilling, it is to participate in transition exercises in the first place. The Republican told Politico that the president was persuaded to issue an emergency declaration that contradicted his message that it was flu. Donald Trump is a public health threat as Americans prepare for an epidemic. The botched handover triggered weeks of confusion leading up to Inauguration Day and then again on January 20, the day after the inauguration. Like the rest of America, Trump's campaign was shocked when he won the election in November 2016. Donald Trump speaks during a campaign event at the Trump International Hotel and Tower in New York City on November 8, 2016. In 1954, Fred was investigated by the Senate Banking Committee for abusing the loan guarantee program by overestimating the cost of his construction projects to secure large loans from commercial banks, which allowed him to retain a large portion of the profits from his real estate investments. In his testimony before the Senate committee, he admitted in 1954 that he had built the Beach Haven apartment complex in Brooklyn on a $1.5 million government insurance loan. The first federally funded housing project in New York City was built under the auspices of the Federal Housing Administration with loan guarantees. When the U.S. economy fell into recession in the 1990s, many of Trump's businesses suffered. After some measures, his Taj Mahal declared bankruptcy in 1991, and two other casinos that belonged to him went bankrupt in 1992. After those setbacks, most major banks refused to do more business with him, but Trump soon had enough money to strike a deal with Goldman Sachs to personally guarantee $900 million for the construction of his Trump International Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Trump has marketed his name in numerous other companies, including Trump University, an online education company focused on real estate investment and entrepreneurship. The latter company, which ceased operations in 2011, was the subject of a lawsuit filed by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York alleging fraud. After initially denying the allegations, Trump settled the lawsuit in November 2016 for $25 million. The Donald has been the main beneficiary of these transfers, receiving the equivalent of $413 million in 2018 since the early 2000s. In the early 1990s, Trump presented his creditors with a plan to turn his Mar-a-Lago estate into a luxury condominium complex with several small villas, but local opposition led him to turn it into a private club instead, which opened in 1995. Trump's wealth recovered under the leadership of Frankfurt-based Deutsche Bank AG, which is well established in the U.S. financial sector. Deutsche Bank lent Trump hundreds of millions of dollars for projects like the construction of the Trump International Hotel and Tower in New York City. In 1996, Trump partnered with NBC to buy the Miss Universe organization. which produced the television show Miss Universe and its spin-off Miss USA. Thank you all for joining us again on Backquote, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.
Podbot.ai.
Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts.
Step 2, question mark.
Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life.